Welcome back to Go Gaddis Real Estate Radio right here on AM 920. Is there really such a thing as a self-cleaning house? Believe it or not, there is. Or maybe I should say there was. And boy, Atlanta's pollen season is here as an allergy sufferer. Not a bad one, but as an allergy sufferer, I can totally feel there's lots more pollen in the air now than previously. My name is Cleve Gaddis. Cleve is short for Cleveland. My family's been in real estate in Metro Atlanta since 1987. I'm a business partner in a business called Modern Traditions Realty Group. We have agents who specialize in helping buyers and sellers make the best decisions whenever possible in buying, selling, or investing in real estate anywhere throughout Metro Atlanta. And we want to connect with you, and it's easy. Go to gogaddisradio.com. You can ask questions that we answer on air or off air. You can comment or challenge things we say. You can share your ideas with us if you want to. You can request. We do some additional research on your neighborhood to help homeowners in the neighborhood learn whether or not they have a particular advantage. And you can subscribe to our podcast. We would love for you to be a podcast subscriber. Believe it or not, a lady named Frances Gabe invented a self-cleaning house. Many people, if you're anything like me, you complain about and dread cleaning your house. I don't like washing my clothes. I don't like changing my sheets. I don't like vacuuming or cleaning up. And so the thought of, and sometimes it's just me living in the house, and sometimes I'm still overwhelmed by the amount of work that I have to do. And you can certainly laugh because I don't have that much to do. I don't have any pets in the home anymore, so I don't even have a lot of things going on to make it dirty, like pet hair. But I would love a house that would clean itself. Frances Gabe invented, patented, and built a prototype house that cleaned itself. The self-cleaning house was never intended to scrub a dirty house or building, but to keep a clean house clean. In the March 1982 issue of People magazine, Gabe said that she wanted to eliminate all unnecessary motion so that handicapped and elderly people can care for themselves and live by themselves. She wanted people to be able to keep their house clean by pushing a few buttons. Her patent application was filed in 1980, and she received patent number 442808 on January the 31st of 1984 for self-cleaning building construction. You're thinking, how does that work? Well, a self-cleaning building construction project comprises of apparatus for applying a fine spray or mist of water and or water and detergent to wall, floor, and ceiling surfaces, followed by warm air drying. Floors slope in a direction for removing excess moisture via a drain, and also included are closet apparatus for cleaning clothing, cupboard dishwater apparatus for cleaning stored dishes, self-cleaning bathtub apparatus, and self-cleaning wash basin apparatus. Her patent included 68 more inventions inside the house, which waterproofed everything from plastic cases, including plastic cases for books. The house itself was comprised of two stories. The first floor contained the living and dining spaces as well as the kitchen. The second floor had a bathroom, a bedroom, closets, outdoor patio space. Before earthquake damage in 2001, Mrs. Gabe turned on the cleaning apparatus for her home twice per year. She spent many, many years publicizing her self-cleaning home. She participated in radio shows and television interviews and charged a small fee to people who wanted to see the house. Her hope was that it would turn into something that people would have and continue to use. She passed away on December the 26th, 2016. And if you're anything like me, you didn't know there was such a thing as a self-cleaning house, and you certainly have never experienced firsthand a self-cleaning home. So I have a question for you, and if you hate, and there are some of you out there that I know you love to clean houses. I have many friends who just love the act of washing dishes or something like that. They find it very, very relaxing. I have just never been that way. In fact, for many, many years, I was really, really good at avoiding doing any housework at all by having to do something important work-wise or maybe travel out of the city to go somewhere else to work. But the reality is today I actually have a little bit of enjoyment for housework. I said earlier I don't love to wash clothes. I don't love change sheets. And it's all true, but I do it. But I would give anything to be able to flip a switch and have all of my housework taking care of me all at once with just the push of a button. If I close my eyes and I think about a life where I have no requirements for doing all of the things that are necessary to keep my home clean, I would love if I could push a button and something would vacuum all of the outdoor furniture that's on my patio behind my house, which is covered with pollen and everything else you can possibly imagine right now. I would love to have something like that. So if you want to do a little research and see what Frances Gabe invented, just look up Frances Gabe, G-A-B-E, and her amazing S-C-H, self-cleaning house. For those who have just joined us, you're listening to Go Gaddis Real Estate Radio right here on AM 920 The Answer. I'm Cleve Gaddis. I am the host of this show. I don't know if you're an allergy sufferer like I am, but if you are, I feel you. Earlier in the month of April, April 1st was not just an April Fool's Day for you, at least not as far as the pollen count went. It surpassed 6,000 that day, believe it or not, but that wasn't even a record. Gordon in Atlanta wrote in saying, "Achoo, I'm not originally from Atlanta and not sure I can make it through Atlanta's pollen season without suffering. What help do you have?" And I don't necessarily have great help, but if you thought the pollen count on Monday the 1st was high, on Tuesday, April the 2nd, the pollen count was 8740, which is the third highest ever recorded in Metro Atlanta, or at least since they started recording pollen counts since in 1991. At those levels, patients with allergies and probably people who haven't had them before would be likely to experience symptoms and should take precautions. The main tree pollen contributors today are mulberry, oak, pine, sweet gum, and sycamore. I remember sometime in the last 20 years, when I realized that all of the pollen was not pine, I always thought that all of the pollen we had was from pine trees. But the oak trees, the sweet gum, and there are plenty of sweet gums, and sycamore trees are all contributing to the problem as well. Monday was the 8th day, this is Monday the 1st, was the 8th day when the pollen count went into an extremely high range. Easter Sunday it was 5876, but Monday's count was 6033. That week was the worst of the season so far, starting out on March 25th at 4117. And on Wednesday, March 27th, we got some relief with a pollen count of 9 thanks to the rain. The top 5 pollen count days in Atlanta, while Monday's pollen count broke into the top 10, the last time one broke into the top 5 was March 29th, 2020, with a pollen count of 8917. Believe it or not, that was only the second highest recording in the 25 years that the Atlanta Allergy and Asthma Center has been keeping track of the pollen. The top spot goes to March 20th, 2012, with a pollen count of 9368. That year also saw the number three spot of 8164 set only one day earlier. The final two spots belonging to the 2013 pollen season, number 4, was 8,023 on April the 11th, 2023, and the following day rounds out the top 5 at 7,089. How do they count pollen? You know, understanding the composition and volume of pollen in the air is essential, particularly for those affected by seasonal allergies. This is where pollen counting comes into play. It's a scientific method practiced daily at the Atlanta Allergy and Asthma Clinics. They utilize a device known as a rotorod. Pollen grains and mold spores are collected on a greased eye rod. This device, which operates outside of the clinic, rotates periodically to gather samples of the airborne particles. Once collected, these samples undergo a meticulous counting process in a laboratory setting, really reminiscent of a miniature chemistry classroom. Under the microscope, each pollen grain and spore are identified and counted, a task that requires patience and precision, as you can imagine. Among the various shapes and sizes, pine tree pollen grains stand out for their distinctive character and are easily recognizable under the microscope. It's a labor-intensive process. It requires specialized training. I had no idea how it was done. The history of counting pollen dates back to the early 1980s. Initially, the Atlanta Allergy and Asthma Clinic serving as an internal tool for physicians to identify allergens affecting their patients. When I moved back to Atlanta in late 1999, early 2000, I never suffered allergies growing up in Atlanta, but I lived away from Atlanta for almost 10 years. And when I moved back to Atlanta, for the first couple of years, my body had to get reacclimated. I had some real problems with allergies in my eyes and allergies everywhere. So if you're suffering from allergies this season, just give it a little bit of time and allergy season will move into the past. And I'm guessing if for some of you where the problem is that bad, go see your doctor. I remember I got some eye drops and I called them the miracle eye drops because they took the itching out of my eyes so very quickly. This segment of the show is brought to you by the law firm of O'Kelley & Sorahan. They're a full-service law firm with 26 or almost 30 offices throughout Metro Atlanta. They specialize in residential real estate closings, including home purchases, refinance closings, corporate relocation, and real estate contract review and title insurance matters. They can be reached by calling 770-497-1880. Again, 770-497-1880. In our next segment, in our neighborhood spotlight, we're featuring Briarcliff Woods. Oh, I love that location. Also, is it less expensive to rent versus buy a home? And how could VA buyers, veterans, be affected by the recent commission lawsuit settlement? We've got that and more. Stick with us. We'll be back.